Home of couple celebrating St. George's Day defaced with dog dirt and Nazi graffiti. By Jack Montgomery on April 26, 2020. The home of a middle-aged couple and who put up a display featuring England's patron saint for St. George's Day was defaced with Nazi graffiti and fouled with 50 bags of dog feces in Milton Keynes. The couple's model showed St. George, a Capetian Greek officer in the Roman army who, according to legend, slew a great serpent at Dragon Hill in Oxfordshire. Or, alternatively, at a city-state named Cyllene in modern-day Libya. And later became a Christian martyr, dressed in the Crusader-style garb he has been associated with in the popular imagination. And carrying a sign saying the NHS will slay COVID-19. But on the morning of the English National Day, they found that someone had sprayed the word Nazi on their path with an arrow pointing at their house in response to the display. And some 50 bags of dog dirt had been thrown over the wall into their garden. "I'm so mad," said the couple's daughter, in comments reported by the Milton Keynes Citizen. "We have been attacked for having St. George up on our fence. It's a racist attack," she added. "Why do we still live in a world where people can't accept we're all wonderfully different in many ways? Racism of any sort is not okay." Establishment politicians in England have long suffered from a certain cultural cringe with respect to St. George's Day, as well as with the English flag with features his cross. Resisting calls from politicians such as Brexit Party leader Nigel Farage and some Tory backbenchers to make it a national holiday to celebrate English culture, at the Irish, and many others, do with St. Patrick's Day. Some are troubled by his association with the Crusades launched in the Middle Ages in response to the conquest of huge swathes of the Levant, Asia Minor, North Africa, and eventually Europe, by jihadist armies, with the English having adopted him as their patron after he was said to have appeared as an apparition leading a ghostly army to the aid of crusaders at the Siege of Antioch. Others seem to believe that English national pride in general is problematic, pathologizing Englishness as inherently racist and imperialistic. Health Secretary Matt Hancock, for example, made no mention of St. George's Day this year, choosing instead to wax lyrical on Ramadan, the Islamic holy month which began at the same time, lavishing praise on Muslims for their sacrifice and their contributions to public life during the coronavirus lockdown which was not extended to Christians on Easter Sunday, for example. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.